Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:15 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is February 20th. This has again been another extremely interesting day here today. Following that weak close yesterday on Wall Street, you had a pretty weak day right across Asia. And looking at the Nikkei and the Hang Seng, Nikkei was down over 3%, Hang Seng down 2%, a bit more than 2%, as was the ASX in Australia. And particularly in the case of the Hang Seng and the Nikkei, they rallied up to the upper side of this little range and failed there this morning. And that weakness fed through into Europe. Europe was relatively quiet in the early trading, but as the morning progressed, it just sold off rather heavily. But not so heavily that it is really an eyebrow raiser. And with the release of the FOMC minutes today, and markets again starting to factor in further rate cuts, we see that the Dow Jones is up in excess of 100 points, the S&P and the Nasdaq are up almost 1%. And this is really quite good action. But at the moment, we're getting a lot of backing and filling right across markets. And it just tells us that there remains a high degree of uncertainty regarding stock markets and the general economic outlook globally. But of course, as we've been saying for the last, I suppose, 6 or 7 months at this point, there's there's the world of difference between the wobbly West and the enterprising East. Yes, we have a global credit crisis at the moment, and there is a liquidity problem which is slowly but surely being worked through. And I suppose there is also really quite overbearing bearish sentiment out there, although looking at the price charts, the last most important thing that happened was that selling climax on the 22nd of January. And since then we've had a good rally and the majority of markets are ranging at the moment. What of course would be most desirable for those of us that are of a bullish persuasion to see would be markets to push above those early February highs. That would give us a higher low above the January 22nd low and a higher high, which is the foundation for any uptrend. We haven't got it just yet on the major indices. And I suppose also of note is that there are a tiny number of markets that are making new lows. And we have a couple of Middle Eastern markets actually threatening to make new highs. So for the majority of the main markets that investors are looking at, things are still a little bit uncertain. And it's just going to take time. I think that's a reasonable statement. But there is a lot more action in the commodity markets. And that was certainly the case today, where you saw gold hitting a new all-time high at $940.80, so it's breaking upwards. Silver also broke upwards today, up 25 cents, and this is positive action. Platinum had sold off really quite considerably in early trading, down almost $100, but retraced the majority of that throughout the day and is now down only $24, so that leaves a very big tail on that candle in there today. Platinum, very volatile, has gone up an awful lot in the last couple of weeks, but this is certainly an end game. And that first big downward dynamic that is held through to the close will be a signal that this spectacular bull run is running out of steam. But no evidence of that just yet in here right now. The dollar was also pretty much a game of two halves in here today, because it was quite strong earlier on today. I was in the hospital visiting Mrs. Tracy for the majority of the afternoon, and I see now that the dollar has weakened again in here, with the euro down only marginally on the day. But of course, that is also feeding through from those FOMC meeting minutes, where they are talking about interest rates being lower for needing to be lower for a period of time. So that is certainly buoying markets in here at the moment. The Treasury markets, they have not been particularly buoyed by this news. Of course, further interest rate cuts, lower yields, higher bond prices, but that's not the way the bond market is viewing it, because they're looking further out in time and pricing in the fact that things really potentially are not nearly as bad as so much of this bearish sentiment is making out. So bond prices were down a little bit in here today. They're below 116 right now on the 30-year, and that 30-year treasury has been fairly unrequiting in the last week or so. And it would take really, I think, an upward dynamic to offset scope for some further downside, although realistically it was well off its lows in here today. But it would need to push back up into that trading range just below 120 for this to be any kind of meaningful support. And gilts have also been, I'm just pulling that chart up now before I put my foot in it, so to speak, but gilts remain weak, and they were considerably weaker earlier on. They rallied off their lows as well. But obviously, the most important thing that has happened in those bond markets in the last couple of months was the buying climax in late January. And that does look like it was a high of significance and probably at least a medium-term correction in bond prices over the next couple of months. But over the short term, certainly the most interest we're seeing is in the commodity sector. Now, commodities generally had an absolutely barnstorming day yesterday, and by and large, they've held on to their gains in here today. For example, the Arabica coffee contract was up in excess of $5 today and is only down 30 cents today, so that's really quite positive action. And copper was sold off earlier on in the session, but has retraced the majority of that. And of course, oil, which pushed above $100 yesterday, is actually pushed further ahead today, made another new high over $101, and is marginally below that high now, but this is really quite firm action. And this is certainly something that was impacting stock markets yesterday, but of course, rate cuts are probably a bigger concern for the majority of investors. There is some speculation that people are getting into the oil price as a hedge against inflation, but of course, the whole commodity sector is a hedge against inflation over the longer term, and that is not a fact being lost on investors in here right now. Certainly, the soft commodities continue to be certainly an area of interest, and the grains, particularly corn and soybeans, wheat is still in the doldrums following that downward dynamic that we saw last week when the limits were taken off the Minneapolis contracts. But corn up a bit in here today, still well above that $5 mark, and soybeans off the highs, but certainly the one that's leading the way forward here for the grain complex. Rough rice is also doing very well, and on the biodiesel front, with soybeans pushing upwards and palm oil as well, these areas cannot be entirely discounted. Natural gas also held onto its gains rather well in here today, down only 4 cents. Natural gas is characteristically volatile, and I traded it considerably back in 2005, and then I lost rather a lot of money in it in 2006, and I've been burnt by that experience, and I'm a bit slow to get back into it, but this does look like one of the better bases in the commodities sector, and has every likelihood of pushing back above that $9 level it hit earlier today, and really has potential to run quite considerably here, because it is cheap when you look at it relative to how oil has performed. And because the natural gas market is primarily the US domestic market and the Canadian market, it's not liable to any of those concerns about OPEC or OPEC cutting back on supplies. And as I said, it does look cheap in here right now. But that's pretty much it for me. But thank you very much for your time, and I hope you have a very good evening.